According to C.S. Lewis, the most oppressive tyranny isn't the one that is openly hostile toward you. It is the one that claims it loves you. The 2017 Black Mirror episode, Archangel, explores what happens when you combine good intentions with non-consensual surveillance, and it is the subject of this third video in my Signals and Society series. Archangel is the heartbreaking story of a single mother using cutting-edge technology to keep her daughter safe. But at some point, a safety tool metastasizes into a covert control system with tragic results. Archangel begins with Marie giving birth to her first and only child, Sarah. Fast forward 3 years. No mention is ever made of Sarah's father, but Marie's father is helping by babysitting his granddaughter. Sarah is frightened by the neighbor's barking dog each day as Marie takes her to the playground down the street. One day at the playground, Sarah sees a stray cat and follows it. When Marie realizes Sarah is missing, she begins running down the street shouting Sarah's name. Thankfully, Sarah is quickly found and safely reunited with her mother. That experience scared Marie to the point she decides to use a new technology called Archangel to make sure she never loses track of Sarah again. Archangel offers parents peace of mind. Archangel is a child safety system that consists of a microchip implanted in the child's brain and an iPad-style parental interface. The interface not only shows the child's location, but it can also monitor their vital signs and even monitor their blood oxygen, glucose, and hormone levels. But wait, there's more. The brain implant also picks up signals from the optic and auditory nerves, so whatever the child sees and hears can be displayed and recorded by the parental interface. If that seems just a little bit creepy or invasive, remember, it's for the child's safety. Imagine if your child gets bullied at school. You will have evidence that you can take to the principal. What could possibly go wrong? Another feature of Archangel is content filtering. If your child sees anything stressful that causes their cortisol levels to rise, AI will blur the optic nerve to prevent the child from seeing anything distressing like violence, blood, or scary animals. Grandpa is not a fan of the chip Marie had implanted in Sarah's brain, and he argues Marie turned out just fine without him putting a chip in her brain. But Marie insists this is for Sarah's safety. The system works great. The next time Marie takes Sarah to the playground, she turns on Sarah's content filtering, and suddenly there is no barking dog next door, just a jumping black blob making unrecognizable sounds. A few years pass, and Marie quietly weeps at her father's graveside, but Sarah is prevented from seeing the normal human emotion of her mother crying at the loss of her father, because the AI is protecting her from seeing that. By this point, Sarah has been sheltered from ever seeing or hearing a fight at school, seeing a violent video game, or even hearing a heated argument. She experiments with a mild form of self-harm, but is prevented from even seeing her own blood. Marie is worried about Sarah's behavior, so she takes her to a doctor who tells Marie Archangel has serious psychological side effects and has been banned in Europe and is about to be pulled from the market in the United States. While the chip cannot be removed from Sarah's brain, Marie takes the doctor's advice, turns off the content filters, and tells Sarah she will no longer use the parental interface to track her. Sarah is scared at the idea of leaving home without someone watching over her. Seeing and hearing the neighbor's dog for the first time in years scares Sarah so much she runs into the street, where she is nearly hit by a car. Meanwhile, Marie struggles to let go of the surveillance device that has brought her so much comfort over the past few years. She eventually puts it out of sight and out of mind in a box in the attic. A few more years pass, and Sarah is now in high school. A guy from her school invites her to a party at a nearby lake, so she lies to her mom about going to a friend's house and goes to the party. When Sarah is late coming home and won't answer her phone, Marie races to the parental interface to find out where Sarah is and what she is doing. Sarah is completely unaware her mother has started using the parental interface again. Sarah's boyfriend is selling illegal substances, and she begs him to let her try them. When she does, Marie immediately gets an update showing Sarah's heart rate has increased and narcotics have been detected in her blood. Rather than talking to Sarah, her mother scrolls back in time to get an image of Sarah's boyfriend, then uses online facial recognition software to find his name and where he works. Then she goes to confront him. She shows him the video of him and Sarah in an intimate moment and tells him Sarah is underage. She then threatens if he ever speaks to or texts Sarah again, she will have him arrested. Marie never tells Sarah that she knows what happened at the lake or about the drugs because that would mean admitting that she was using the parental interface again. Marie loves Sarah, and everything she is doing, in her mind, is for Sarah's good, but it's being done behind Sarah's back. From Sarah's perspective, her boyfriend just ghosted her for no reason and won't return her calls or text. The parental interface then informs Marie that Sarah is pregnant. Marie decides to fix that by going to the pharmacy for an emergency contraceptive that she crushes and puts into Sarah's breakfast smoothie. A few hours later at school, Sarah gets sick. She then learns from a school nurse that it was her emergency contraceptive pill that made her vomit, but that she didn't have to worry because the pill did its job and she is no longer pregnant. Horrified at learning she had taken an emergency contraceptive without her knowledge or consent, Sarah races home and digs through the kitchen until she finds the empty emergency contraceptive package in the kitchen trash. She then searches her mother's bedroom until she finds the parental interface and learns that her mother had watched her intimate moments with her boyfriend and Marie had known she was pregnant before she even knew. Marie comes home and sees the kitchen trash has been dumped on the floor. She races to her bedroom to get the parental interface and sees herself on the display. Sarah wrestles the interface away from her mother and breaks it as she beats her mother over the head with it. The episode ends in a scene reminiscent of when Marie temporarily lost 3-year-old Sarah at the playground. Marie is staggering down the street, desperately calling Sarah's name. But Sarah isn't coming back this time. She catches a ride with a tanker truck, and the screen fades to black. As the father of 2 daughters, this episode felt like a punch in the gut. Good parents have a natural and healthy instinct to protect their children. Losing a child in public for even a few minutes can cause panic. Marie's desire to use technology to prevent losing track of her daughter is completely understandable. I honestly believe everything Marie did, she did with good intentions. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Just because Marie did what she thought was in Sarah's best interest doesn't mean she had a right to do it. Safety without consent isn't care, it's control. Simply put, Marie stole Sarah's agency and autonomy by making decisions for her without her knowledge or consent. Marie's actions remind me of a famous quote from C.S. Lewis, the author of The Chronicles of Narnia. "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. Those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. To be cured against one's will is to be put on a level of those who have not yet reached the age of reason, or those who never will, to be classed with infants, imbeciles, and domestic animals." Ironically, as depressing as this episode of Black Mirror is, I believe it represents the best case scenario when it comes to surveillance. While I adamantly disagree with Marie's actions, I never doubted her intention was to protect her daughter from the consequences of poor decisions. However, when it comes to private companies and governments building the infrastructure for the surveillance state, I frequently doubt their true intentions. I believe many companies building the surveillance state are just in it for the money, just as I believe many elected officials are funding the surveillance state for power and control. Regardless of their reason, according to Thomas Jefferson, governments that operate outside of the consent of the governed are operating outside of their just powers. Marie's good-intentioned but non-consensual surveillance of Sarah ended poorly for both of them. I really don't want to see that ending repeated at a national scale. Marie could have prevented a tragic ending by having a sincere and meaningful conversation with Sarah, rather than going behind her back to do what she thought was in Sarah's best interest. Likewise, it is long past time for us as free people to have a public and civil debate about the surveillance infrastructure that is being rapidly put in place around the world. I often end my Signals in Society videos with this quote, "It is better to have unanswered questions than unquestioned answers." It is my way of acknowledging that I don't have all the answers and I am open to hearing other views. We should demand no less from our elected representatives. I invite you to join me for Office Hours, my YouTube live stream on the first and third Monday of each month. I also encourage you to click the link in the description to download free discussion guides that ask thought-provoking questions about each video in my Signals and Society series. Think of it as optional homework to discuss during office hours. If you want to financially support my work, I invite you to join me on Patreon, where you can be more involved in my content creation process and access some additional content that is not YouTube algorithm friendly. I also made a video explaining my metaphor for the battle between surveillance and privacy. I hired a human artist to create two team logos representing the team of corporations making billions from collecting our data, and the team of lawyers, researchers, journalists, and creators pushing back on warrantless surveillance. My line of Civil Liberty Sentinels merch is not just a cool design, it is a conversation starter. When your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers see your shirt, hoodie, or drinkware and ask who are the Civil Liberty Sentinels, that is your golden opportunity to talk to them about the rapid expansion of the surveillance state and why you oppose it. Links are in the description. What are your thoughts about Archangel? I can't wait to read your comments.